Last night, everything was not going great in Edmonton, where the Stars took one in the shorts. This was a just brutal game.
It really was.
5-2.
This is one of those, could you at least let us get home and settled before you are behind?
You know what's fun? I'm glad you mentioned that, because we were driving home last night, and we got off at 6:30, and Bruce Nowen took over. And so I'm listening to them on the way home, and then I'm listening to Josh and Razor as they throw it to them. You know, right at 6:55 or 7 o'clock or whatever, and Razor's talking about the lineup and guys that they're missing and guys that they brought up and, you know, guys that have played one game in the NHL type things.
Yep.
And he said, in no uncertain terms, this is the worst lineup that they've had in probably, well, definitely since they went back in the bubble, maybe for the year. This is the worst lineup they had. And
let's think about that. So no Foxa.
Mm-hmm. No Como.
No Como.
And he mentioned the...
No Bishop, no Johns.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah.
Anybody else? I mean, you could do worse, but maybe that still means they've been pretty healthy in the bubble.
Yeah. And then he mentioned, you know, the guys that are replacing them and how little experience a couple of them
have. That's fair.
And
they really miss Radek Foxa, and I don't know that the average fan totally values Foxa very highly, and it's because he does all the dirty work and the grunt work that you don't normally notice. But when he's out of there, man, that's a 225, 230 pound bull right down the middle of the ice that, you do miss.
Well, it started off again with penalty issues and, you know, Radulov. I don't know. I mean, you can fill me in on this more, but it just seems like he is just, it's just not if, it's when, and it's some of, you know, like the one that got called, was it the first, I can't remember which one was sketchy.
Blake Coleman just holding his stick and acting like he was being pulled down by it, which, since he's a Plano kid, will sort of lighten up, but that's so weak. And he knew it, but he's drawn a penalty in the Stanley Cup Finals, so he's laughing about it today, and that's fine. Shout out to his family. And
the next one was definitely a penalty.
The next one was definitely a penalty, which was just laziness and not moving your feet. And
why is he so susceptible to those? Or what? It just doesn't make sense to me why a guy of that stature is so known for that type of thing. And it's, you can't live with him, you can't live without him at this point.
You know what it is? It's the basketball player, and it's not because they haven't been trained, and it's not because they are just, it's the basketball player who loses the ball and immediately commits a foul. And it's this rush of blood to the head, and you know you're doing something wrong, and you've been doing it your whole life, and you've been yelled at by all the coaches from junior league on, and it's just part of their fabric, right? And I don't like it, but with Radulov, it comes with the dinner. And so if you like all the good stuff that his passion gets you, you have to accept some of the bad. And it drives me crazy. And I've pretty much dedicated half of my Twitter account to the Radulov offensive zone penalty counter and just all the stuff that he does that makes me crazy. But I still want him on my team.
Yeah.
Dude, how about this? How about the fact that he might have taken himself out of the rest of the series? And I say Mike.
Going after Coleman.
Yes, and he tried to light up Blake Coleman with a few minutes to go last night and just about killed himself. And I'll be honest with you, he might have. He might have been successful. We don't know, and we won't know until tomorrow night if he actually avoided disaster. But that looked so viciously bad. That looked like he...
neck first into the boards, full steam ahead.
Because he's trying to decapitate a guy who has annoyed him. And
you know what, man? And I love hockey. I love watching it. And I've grown to appreciate it so much more in the last couple of years. But that third period turned into such a junk fest with just people trying to kill each other. And I'm like, dude.
Well, it's like they've made it this far by thwarting off the desire to, you know,
that's right,
participate in shenanigans, and when they got beat at their own game last night.
Yes, when Milan Lucic or Ryan Reeves would want to wind them up, they would just kind of outplay them and skate away and laugh. And now that they're being outplayed, you see how that dynamic shifts. When you are the better team, it's easy to skate away. When you're the team that is getting frustrated because you're realizing the truth that you are up to your neck in alligators, the Lightning are very good. That's the problem with getting too myopic about, you know, your team, because it's not just about your team. Sometimes your team is playing a good team. Sometimes they're playing a lousy team. And if you're a fan that is all caught up in just that team, you may not have any idea and may not really care who the other team is rolling out there. And then you're, I suppose, listening to guys like us, and every single series, Bob's like, man, I don't know about this one. Well, maybe it's the boy that cried wolf, because I told you Colorado is going to be very difficult to beat, and they beat him. And then I told you Vegas, man, if you saw Colorado, Vegas is really tough to beat, and they beat them. And so now you're thinking, okay, Bob's going to say this about every team, and then we're going to beat them anyway because the Stars are team of destiny, and Tampa is a next level up, and they have all of their pieces. I mean,
well,
heck,
they got Stamkos back last night for two shifts, and he scores. By the way, the game was over at that point.
Such a killer.
That was over when that guy scored, and Willis Reed comes out from the tunnel and gets his bucket.
Funny thing about last night's game for me, because I missed a good part of the first half, and on YouTube TV they have the feature, like if you're recording the game, catch up to live via key plays. I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to get to live, but I want to see what got us to where we are. Had no idea what the score was.
Oh, God.
And the first three key plays were goals by Tampa, and there were nine more key plays left. And I'm like, are we going to get beat 9-3 going into the last part of the second period?
Yeah.
It was tough.
Well, here's the thing. I was not doing well last night when the game started. It's still 0-0, and I'm starting to yell at the TV. Like, I'm extremely chill after all these years watching sports. I know that's probably not a very good persona to say that I've seen enough games that I don't lose my mind very often, but we're now at the point of the story where either it's going to end majestically or it's going to be the worst kind of beat, which is, we're going to show you the trophy, and then you're going to fail. Like, it's, you know, if you had to choose, of course you want to be on the journey, and you want to be proud of your guys, and you want to remember the good times. But in your heart of hearts, losing a Super Bowl or a World Series or a final almost hurts more than one and done. Because
you're there.
You go to bed for a couple of weeks thinking, this is our year. This is our destiny. We're going to do this. And so last night, I could tell at 0-0, my anxiety level is now yell at the TV guy, which is, again, uncharacteristic for me, but it does happen. And it's involuntary. But I'm like, man, now I'm getting mad at the refs, I'm getting mad at this, and I can feel the screws turning is what I can feel. Yeah. I can feel the reality setting in. And I say all that to say this. As of today, and maybe we can get more into this in the Power Hour when we come back to this topic, I feel like today I'm back a little bit. Like, I'm back to, dude, it's 2-1. Calm down. The series is not over. Almost every series ever in every sport is 2-1 after three games. Yes, the team that has two wins probably has a greater percentage of closing the deal. But 2-1 down is nothing. It's not 3-0. It's not even 3-1. 2-1 is nothing. So, yes, the Stars are playing a better team. I'm going to say that right now. The Stars are playing a better hockey team than they are. That does not mean they are down with an insurmountable 2-1 deficit. They can even it tomorrow night, and it wouldn't even be that big a shock to the hockey world.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you got to put this in the rearview mirror, but
yes,
it was so ugly and so painful.
Picture in the frame, this looks bad.
Man, and that Miro turnover.
Yeah.
Dude. That is one of the worst turnovers I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think he just had a blowout, and it went right to the most talented player in the league.
My God.
And it's the, no, as Kucherov is like, la, 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 score. You know, it's just, and then the Stamkos one is Doby, like, overplaying the glove side because that's where guys are shooting at him, and he leaves the blocker side wide open.
Who threaded that pass?
To Stamkos?
Was that Hedman.
Hedman, the great Hedman, who then scored their third. Dude, I was thinking about this today. I know we got to go, but if you had a draft of these two teams, like if you put all 40 guys into a pool and then you told blind taste test GMs in the NHL, you know, start picking guys like it's a fantasy draft and just put your teams together. I wonder how many Tampa Bay Lightning would be taken in the top five picks. I think it's four. But I'm just trying to express what the Stars are up against. So I know, especially if you're kind of bandwagon-y, I know you are mad at the Stars. Like, well, where's Ben last night? Where's Sagan? Dude, they are pedaling as hard as they can. They're up against a good team. But I think we got to hang in there and see how this goes tomorrow night. I really think.
Yeah, this Friday game looms large, it appears.
Yeah, now.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. It looms large. You now are hoping to split and to get at least to survive past the next Cowboy game to game six on Monday. And if you can somehow sweep these next two, then I won't even care about the Cowboy game. And we'll be rolling to Monday for a chance to clinch the cup, which seems miles and miles away. I needed a night to get over it. Now I'm over it. It's 2-1. It's okay. Now, would I bet 5 cents on the Stars winning the cup right now? Of course not. They're up against it. They're big, big underdogs right now, but they're still alive. Let's all keep our cool for a little longer. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm trying to sell myself. Okay?
I'm trying to believe
what I'm saying, Corby.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.